upheavals in the global garbage market will soon be felt in Vermont's pocketbooks. As VPR's John Dillon reports, the international market for some recyclable material has crashed, and that has forced some municipalities and solid waste companies to start charging for recycling.
Much of the recyclable material in Chittenden County ends up here, a building in Williston called a Materials Recovery Facility, or MRF. Conveyor belts move tons of paper, cans, and bottles, while workers quickly sort through trash that should not have ended up in the recycling bin.
That's mixed paper, so that's what we end up sending to market. Right, so what you're looking at here is that's the raw material coming in. Goes up the conveyor, it's sorted, pre-sorted in that room. They pull off and put down a chute, trash.
Michelle Morris is Director of Outreach and Communications at the Chittenden Solid Waste District. She explains that even small amounts of trash, like a plastic grocery bag, in a bunch of mixed paper can gum up the machinery or contaminate the product with stuff a paper buyer doesn't want. Other material people think can be recycled is just plain dangerous. Earlier this week, a small fire broke out at the MRF. While the cause is still unknown, officials suspect somebody tossed something hazardous in their recycling bin.
You'll see bins at the feet of the sorters full of stuff that shouldn't have come here, that they're pulling off the line, like propane canisters and batteries from hand tools. Those are a real problem here.
And contamination in the waste stream is also a problem because it makes our recyclables much less desirable to China. For years, China was a major market for the vast majority of U.S. recyclable materials. But earlier this year, it cracked down on what it would accept, and it imposed strict standards on contamination. The general manager of the Solid Waste District, Sarah Reeves, says even something like a plastic bag and a bale full of mixed paper was considered unacceptable.
We're talking really about anything that's not paper. So it could have been an aluminum can, it could have been a plastic bottle cap, it could have been strapping. Anything that wasn't paper is considered contamination. And it's the same for plastic and aluminum.
Reeves says China's rejection of material it considered contaminated has had a profound effect on the economics of recycling mixed paper. That's your junk mail, newsprint, magazines, and office paper. Last summer, the district could sell that stuff for $75 to $100 a ton. But this summer,
we're now paying about $55 a ton to get that material onto a broker who can then try to further sell it into the marketplace. So that's a huge swing, right? Upwards of $100 a ton down to paying $55.
The district raised its prices for haulers, and that higher fee will be passed on to local residents. Johnny Finity, the district's marketing and communications manager, runs the numbers.
The increase will be $30 per ton for material coming from Chittenden County. And the average household produces about a quarter ton of recycling per year. So that $30 per ton increase for the average household translates to about 65 cents a month per household extra.
That's the actual cost. Haulers could charge customers more. Reeves says Vermont is fortunate because, unlike on the West Coast, waste handlers here can tap into markets in the U.S. and Canada for recyclable materials like plastics.
So there is a market, a very strong market, for clean, quality material, and that's really the key.
The legislature in May allowed solid waste facilities such as transfer stations to charge a separate fee for recycling. Trash haulers are not allowed to charge a separate fee, but they can raise their prices overall to include the higher recycling costs. Casella Waste Management owns Vermont's main landfill in Coventry. The company is a big player in the trash business, with recycling facilities and drop-off locations throughout the Northeast. Vice President Joe Fusco says changes in the global market have upended the recycling business.
The economics have changed so dramatically that we now have to kind of weigh, is it worth it? Are the benefits that we get environmentally worth the economic costs that we'll have to pay? And so I think one thing everybody is preparing themselves for is that this is going to be more expensive.
Which brings the focus back to the consumer. If people generate less trash, they'll pay less to throw it away. Johnny Finity at the Chittenden Solid Waste District says, remember that old mantra, reduce, reuse, recycle? There's a reason the first word is reduce.
Reducing the amount of junk mail that you get, reducing the amount of stuff that you have to put in your recycling bin helps a lot.
And please, those in the business say, keep your recyclables clean and uncontaminated. That results in a more marketable product, and it's safer for the people handling your trash. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.